Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
It's time for the 2-Minute Report. 2 minutes.
What?
Not one, but two.
Oh, say less.
It's time for the 2-Minute Report on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Can't wait.
Broken up by Jones to Thompson to White. 23-22, Bulls by one, and a cut on the back door and a two-handed slam. Derek Jones Jr. Now DeRozan on a pump and a spin on Livers, and the pass deflected off the glass. Here's Detroit in transition. Olenek, the trailer, Diallo in the right corner, and an open three by Magruder is good. Wow.
Oh my.
Cunningham weavy deep in the paint. Cunningham to the rim. Wow. Up, got it. He negotiated that dribble drive all the way to the rim. Cunningham. Oh, he just put Kyle on skates in the right corner and a three up and good by Sadiq Bey.
Wow.
What a handle by Cunningham. 62-61 Detroit. And to the rack. Count it. The foul. Hooch with the hoop, the arm, and one. DeRozan to the rim. DeRozan with the finish with a left-hand layup on the left angle. And DeMar, give me the rock and get out of the way. He's got a game-high 25. Over the midcourt line, Olenek out of control. He turned it over. Hooch with the steal to DeMar DeRozan. Over the timeline, right corner, Kobe, the step-back rainbow three. Bam! We're down to the final 70 seconds as the Bulls try to end a five-game slide. DeRozan, circle right, comes up shooting, got it! Another big-time shot for a big-time player, and we're talking about Debo. Detroit has not attempted a shot. We're down to the final 2 seconds on the left wing, Bay for three, bounce off the window, ball game over. Bulls win, Bulls win, Bulls win. The losing streak is over at 5, and the final from Motown. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, you know we love you. 114-108, Bulls.
How badly did you guys need a win tonight?
Very bad. Tonight was definitely a desperate night for us to get a win. It was sluggish here and there. You know, we all kind of got on each other in the third quarter to pick it up, and we did.
Highlights courtesy of The Score. Chuck and Bill on the call. I'm going to go back to the Bulls in a second, but it's bubbling up. Baseball is bubbling up. They're hulking up. Oh, my God, they're hulking up. This from MLB Media on MLB Network. It was reported by Mark Feinsand that the CBA should be ratified. Remember, there's a deadline of 3 Eastern, which is going to happen in 24 minutes. Opening day would move to April 7th, according to MLB.com. Spring games would start next week. Spring games would start the 17th and 18th, which doesn't seem like... I'm like, is that the right amount of time between pitchers and catchers reporting and spring game starting? But okay. And free agency would begin tonight. Let's hope that the sources that Mark is talking to are correct. But I'm left being a little bit skeptical because it was reported on MLB Network and they've used all of us to try and negotiate. So we've seen this now happen twice, where it looks like things are close, and then they're not quite close. Well, it feels like they're close, especially if you're talking about specific dates. But that could also be them saying to the public, through me, I understand I might be being used as a vessel. You had it, and then you took it away, you greedy players. That's what they could do. All right, now back to the Bulls. Bulls with a win last night against Detroit. And if news breaks while I'm on the air, we will get to it. And I know that the Parkins and Spiegel show will be on it. Either way. Last night, the Bulls got a win that they desperately needed. To say it's a must win would be crazy because they're the 4th seed. And had they lost, they would have been the 5th seed. And it's still March. But they did need a win. In fact, last night you saw Tristan Thompson kind of go off. Like, he was using all sorts of 4- and 12-letter words to make his point last night on the bench. Casey Johnson asked DeMar DeRozan about that after the game.
Billy was just talking about that desperation and mentioning some of the words in the huddles, you and Zach and Tristan kind of taking a leadership role. What was said that we couldn't see?
Things that I can't repeat. You know, but it got everybody going where we needed to go, and, you know, we got a W.
DeMar did the thing last night. 28 points in the second half for him. 36 points to spark a 22-9 run. Zach, I thought, was aggressive. You heard me talking about how I want him to be more aggressive. He was that. He shot 11 free throws. He was going. I am, for every one of those, like, spin around, step back three pointers that Zach makes, he misses like three of them. And I don't want him to stop because, you know, I want him to stay aggressive. But last night I was getting frustrated with his three-point shooting and some of the looks he was taking to get the shots off. But he finished with 25 points last night, 1-for-7 from three. Definitely more aggressive in last night's game, which I thought was a big step in the right direction. Quiet as it's kept, Io's night was pretty awesome. Marita's line. And remember, this is a second-round pick rookie. 9 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals for Io last night. And he also went flying into the crowd trying to track down a loose ball. There's still some issues defensively. And this Detroit team, you're not going to be able to beat up on them much longer. You're really not. Kay Cunningham is a player. And for some reason, Sadiq Bey and Jeremy Grant, they get up for these games against the Bulls. They really, really do. Billy Donovan talked about the importance of last night's win, and I think he agrees about Detroit not being a doormat for much longer.
We had been talking about it, but I thought the leadership by DeMar and by Zach, you know, even Tristan, just in those timeouts about what they needed to do. And again, you know, I do think, and I said this, I think, what game, Detroit to me was a totally different team than the one we faced. And sometimes, you know, you got to catch up to the speed of the game and the wailing. And, you know, Bagley's obviously an addition. Olenek didn't play last time. They had some guys out. Jeremy Grant didn't play. So, you know, you're kind of getting a feel for some of these guys you hadn't seen maybe in a while. But we kind of caught up, I think, to the speed of the game. But there was no question, you know, our ability to close and contain the basketball, you know, in that first part of the game was challenging. And, you know, for whatever reason, whether we got caught up to the game or we were just on point really, really well defensively, and that was good. And, you know, I thought we started the game really well. I really liked the way we played on both ends of the floor to start. You know, I thought once we, you know, after that 6-minute mark, and some of it's probably, you know, was on the rotation part of it, just because we felt like the medical guys with Vooch, you know, his rotation got a little bit. So he was now in that second unit. The second unit was maybe a little bit off, but I didn't want to sit Vooch too long, you know, 6 minutes and wait another 6 or 8 minutes to put him. It'd have been good. So I tried to save some of his during the second half. So that probably contributed to when we subbed in, you know, those guys maybe not used to playing with one another. I thought that second unit, we kind of let the game get away a little bit, not too far, but we had a nice lead and we were playing really good basketball. And we gave up, I think, 3 straight 3s in a row. We kind of lost the lead. And then I thought, you know, again, the fourth quarter, we played much better.
I should have mentioned Vooch. Offensively, Vooch looked really good last night. 21 points for him. I thought that he could have been more of a menace on the glass, but he was doing the scoring. And the Bulls did a good job of identifying, like I was talking about yesterday, the secondary pass out of a trap, then that next pass going to the bucket. And Vooch did a great job, I thought, offensively in the post last night with scoring. Things get harder from here. Cleveland is on the schedule for the Bulls on Saturday at the United Center. That game is significant now, because now you're looking at, can the Bulls, like, I've changed my focus on it. Can the Bulls host an opening round series? Which means, can they get and stay in the 4 spot? Because right now they're a half game out of five and what, like a game and a half out of six? Then things start getting real ugly after that. So this is a huge game that they have against Cleveland on Saturday night, which is something that Billy Donovan has talked about, how he wants his guys to play some more of these games and understand the consequences that go along with it. I don't know how comfortable I am overall with DeMar having to do the DeMar thing. And I felt like he needed every one of those 36 that he gave you last night, and it was an efficient 36. When it comes to them playing in a series in the playoffs, we shall see.